Good afternoon. Welcome to our church. Are you enjoying service? You want to sing more? Yeah, that's how I feel, you know. It's a time to worship. So great. Of course, we have a joy all the time, but especially when we praise our Lord with the brothers and sisters in Christ, our joy is kind of like feel poured the Holy Spirit oil, gasoline in our spirit, you know, then we can burn our spirit and we can have joy and we can have a wonderful time. But also, it's very important for us to read our Bible, and we have to feed our spirit. The Word of God is the only food for our spirit, you know. Of course, we read the Bible every day, and we can hear the message through the internet all the time, but especially the Word of God in Sunday is very important. Amen. Today I'd like to read Matthew chapter 11, 1 to 13. Actually, this is the chapter I read for Japanese service last Sunday. And I prayed God for this sermon's text, that God led me into this text again, because this text is very important for me and for our church, I think. Let me read Matthew 11, 1, chapter 11, verse 1. After Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in the towns of Galilee. When John the Baptist, heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples to ask him, "Are you the one who was come to where he was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Jesus replied, "Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind received sight, the lame walk, those who leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." As John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. "What did you go out into the desert to see? A reed swayed by the wind? If not, what did you go out to see? A man dressed in fine clothes? No, those who wear fine clothes are kings' palaces. Then what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'I will send my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' I tell you the truth, among those born of women, there has not risen anyway greater than John the Baptist. Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forcefully men lay hold of it. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John." Amen. I think most of you know this story, but some texts, some passages are tough to understand. So I want to explain as much as I could, I possible, and make it clear the meaning of this passage. And also, I want to share a very important message from this text. Most of you know about John the Baptist. He was the relative of Jesus Christ, because his father was probably aunt or relative or the mother of Jesus, Mary. Of course, Jesus, between Mary and Jesus, had no blood relationship. But Jesus but John the Baptist was the relative of Jesus Christ. And John the Baptist's parents the father was the priest, as you know. The priest, he heard the message in the temple, your wife will be pregnant. So the John the Baptist was the son of priest. He was supposed to be a priest, right? But he did not. Instead of becoming a priest, he went to the wilderness and he was like a weird person. He went to the wilderness, he ate honey, and he put the camel leather, and he looks quite different. But the Bible does not explain why he went to the wilderness and what he did. But the Bible said John the Baptist heard the voice of God in the wilderness. Then he went down to the Jordan River and declared them the repentance. And he asked the people, repent and give them the water baptism. And the people came to John the Baptist to be baptized. Why? If I go down to the Ota River and tell the people in Hiroshima, repent and get baptized, does anyone come to me? Except police. Probably policemen came, what are you doing here? Are you okay? Going with hospital with me? Or jail? Right? But in that time, the Bible said all of the people from Galilee, the Judea, all part of the Israel country came to the John baptism and get baptized. Why? Because they thought his message comes from God, and they thought they have to be baptized. If we do not baptize, God won't work on their country. John the Baptist looked like maybe Elijah or Elisha, right? So they thought, oh, he must be the prophet. So we have to listen to his message. If we do not listen to his message, like our ancestors, our country will be dead, destroyed. That's their history. Their country were destroyed because they did not listen to the message of the prophets. It's recorded in the Old Testament. That's why when they saw the John the Baptist, wow, this must be the prophet. We have to come and listen to his message and be baptized. Otherwise, our country will be destroyed. So the people come to the John the Baptist. And John the Baptist said, not only be wet, but change your life. You have to change your life. Not only just show your attitude, but you have to change your lifestyle. Everybody listened to his message, and they thought he's not just a prophet, but probably a Messiah. He's the one who was promised in the Old Testament. Must be the Messiah. So he's going to change this country. He's going to be the king of this country. He's going to destroy the empire of Rome. But the John Baptist said, no, I'm not the Messiah. What he said, Matthew 3:10. Let me read Matthew chapter 3. Let me read from verse 4. John's clothes were made of camel's hair, and he had a leather belt around his waist. His food was locusts, and wild honey. People went out to him from Jerusalem and all Judea and the whole region of Jordan. Confessing their sins, they were baptized by him in the Jordan River. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to where he was baptized, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not think you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father.' I tell you that out of these stones God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but after me will come one who is more powerful than I, who's baptized you with the Holy Spirit and the fire." Wow. This is what he said. I am not the one. I'm not Messiah. But the true Messiah comes, he will baptize you Holy Spirit and with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Yes, I baptize you with water, just like a clean with a like pick up some dust. But the true Messiah comes. Burn out your whole house. Build a new one. I'm just prepare for the way to the Messiah. But this is, and also this is very important to understand what John the Baptist expected for Messiah. He declare the message of repentance, because of course God ordered him, but also he expected that if the people would be repent, God will work on this country and God will destroy the Rome and build the Messianic kingdom, like the kingdom King David and King Solomon made. This is what he expected. So I give the baptism with water, but the Messiah comes, he will baptize them with the Holy Spirit and the fire. Right after that, he was blamed King Herod because Herod took away his brother's wife and made his own wife. So John the Baptist blamed even the king, because King Herod was a Jew, so he thought that even the king has to be repent. He did not allow anybody in his mind. Everybody has to be repent, has to follow the law of God. So he blamed the king, and he was put in the jail, the prison. And the scripture I read first, the Matthew 11, 1 to 13, said, when the John heard in prison what Christ was doing, he sent his disciples. So this story was after he was put in jail. And John heard the news about Jesus Christ. Of course, he baptized Jesus, and he saw the Holy Spirit came down on him, and he declared he is the Lamb of God, and he said this one is the true Messiah. So even he was in jail, but he expected what? This guy will cleanse this country with Holy Spirit and the fire. The whole country will be repent, even from the king to the slaves. That's what he expected. So he expected the news even in prison. Well, everybody was repent, 100%. So even King Herod repent what he did. And King Herod come down to his place, King John the Baptist's place, and ask him forgiveness. I repent what I did. So I want to release you. That's what probably expected. But it's not happened, right? It's not happened. The news about Jesus Christ, Jesus, was that, what? Did he declare the repentance? No. Of course, he declared the kingdom of God is coming, and he had a dinner with the sinners every night. He's a party king. He loved the party with sinners. Loved the party with the tax collectors. Even the prostitutes. Many, many of them came to Jesus Christ. They did not repent. The people had love Jesus because he healed the people. Even the dead were raised. That is different what the John the Baptist expected. That's why he sent his disciples and asked him, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Not because he was in prison and he suffered, he could not get out the prison, he sent the messenger, he sent this disciple to Jesus Christ. He, of course, is not easy life, living in the prison. He cannot do anything, bad food, terrible situation. But he was okay if the guy he baptized, Jesus, cleansed this country with Holy Spirit and the fire. That's what he dreamed. That's what he prayed. That's what he expected. But not happened. So he got a doubt in his heart. Well, I thought that guy from Nazareth is the Messiah. But probably no. I misunderstood. So sent the disciples, "Are you the one who was come? Or should we expect someone else?" That's what he thought. And what Jesus replied. "Go back and report to John what you hear and see." Jesus did not say, "What are you saying to me? I'm the Messiah. That's what you said to me when you baptized me. Remember? I'm the one. Go back. What a weak Christian you are." No, Jesus said, "You're here. Go back and report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me." Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is here. The kingdom of God is here. God is working in this country. However, that is a different way what the John the Baptist expected. Remember, John the Baptist thought repentance first and the kingdom of God comes. That's the procedure. That's the order of Old Testament that the prophet said. Repentance and blessing. Follow the rule. Obey the law and blessing, right? That's the Old Testament way. That John the Baptist believed. Repentance and God comes. On the basis of repentance, God's job will fulfill. That's what he expected. But Jesus said, no. Repentance, what the repentance is. See, the kingdom of God comes already. And Jesus said, Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me.
This kind of little bit regret on John the Baptist. But after John's disciples were leaving, Jesus began to speak to the crowd about John. And I don't read the whole scriptures, but Jesus said, "You went to Jordan River and get baptized. And what kind of people you saw? He was not the king, but he was the true prophet." And what the Jesus said, "Among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist." Verse 11. "Among those born of women, there is no great person than John the Baptist." John the Baptist was the greatest person ever. What a praise, right? He was the great person, greater than anybody else. Even Moses, even Jeremiah, even David and Solomon. He was the best. He praised John the Baptist. But after that, what he said? This is one of the toughest scripture in the Testament. What Jesus said. "Yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." What does this mean? He who is least in the kingdom of God, heaven is the same meaning of kingdom of God. Least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. What does it mean? Jesus said John the Baptist is the greatest person ever, right? But Jesus said that even in the least of the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. Why? What this meaning? Explain to me. Let me explain to you. John the Baptist was the greatest person in the Old Testament paradigm, in the Old Testament era. That's why Jesus said in this last verse, "For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John." John is the end of Old Testament. Prophets and the law means the Old Testament. In the whole Old Testament, John the Baptist was the greatest. But he belongs to the Old Testament. Old Testament time means what? Repentance first. Action first. Man first. If you do good, if you obey God, if you keep the law, then God will bless you. This is Old Testament. But if you do good, God will give you good. This is Old Testament. But the New Testament, but the new kingdom of God, that is different. Do we have to repent first? Do we have to repent first? No. Jesus accepts the sinners even though they did not show the repentance. Jesus said, "Come. Come as you are." Even your tax collectors, when Jesus
ordered the Matthew, Levi, follow him, what Jesus said. After finish your job, resign your job, make the thrown your business, then come to me. What Jesus said? No. Jesus said, follow me. Follow me. So the Levite stand from the seat of tax collecting place. That's the order of new era, New Testament, new kingdom of God. Why? This new kingdom, we do not need to do anything because God's grace poured, God's love poured over our sins, beyond our sins. Of course, we are sinners. We should change our attitudes, like Paul said. Of course, God wants us to change our attitudes. Of course. But that is not the condition of blessing. This is the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God. That's why Jesus said, even the least in the kingdom of God is greater than Old Testament. Because the people in kingdom of God is live by grace of God. If we belong to the kingdom of God, we live by grace. We know we are loved. We know we have grace. That is great. Greater than even the greatest in the Old Testament. If you have doubt, if you have discourage, probably you're in the old timer, Old Testament idea. You have your own plan. Repentance first. Then God will work. Our own plan. Since we have our own plan and we pray, Lord, follow my plan. My order is important. And if God does not follow our plan, we have doubt. We're discouraged. Lord, no, 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 no. That is not my idea. Repentance first. Then God will work. We have doubt. Well, is God is working? Maybe in a summer vacation or something? But God has own plan. God's plan is way beyond our plan. God changed our order. God changed our plan. God comes directly into your plan. Forget your plans. Forget your orders. Forget your paradigms. Forget your manuals. This is the time of manual, right? You have to follow manual every day in your job, right? You have to read your manual. If you skip your manual, you'll scold. Read your manual! If without manual, you cannot use our smartphone or computer. Manual is very important. In the kingdom of God, there is no manuals. Only grace of God is there. No manuals.
Don't pray according to your manuals, your plans, your orders. Otherwise, you'll be like John the Baptist. He is the greatest person in the Old Testament. No one is greater than him, Jesus said. However, the problem was, he was in the Old Timer. He was in the Old Testament idea. That's why he had doubt. Remember, even John the Baptist had doubt. So we are. We are easy to have doubt. We are ready to doubt. But at the time, remember this story. And which kingdom we belong? Kingdom of law or kingdom of God? Kingdom of grace? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you that your plan is way beyond our plans. That is far away, far high, we cannot reach, we cannot understand. But we expect not our plans will be done, but your plan will be done. That's what we prayed every day. Your will be done. Your kingdom come. Lord, make our eyes open. Not to try to build our kingdom. Not to try fulfill our will on this earth. But your will be done. Your plan will be done. Your grace comes straight into our lives. Nothing can hinder. Nothing can protect your love. Straight in your love, in our lives, Lord. Lord, as the John the Baptist, we have doubt in the prison of our lives. And ask you, Lord, is this your plan? Or we should wait for? Lord, Let us see your kingdom is already here. We can see your world, not our world. Lord, thank you so much for this service, and thank you for your words today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you.